This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. How often have you thought about surveillance cameras when you travel? Airbnb is enacting a new policy that bans indoor surveillance cameras beginning April 30th. But that's not the only place travelers have found the devices. In some cases, employees have been accused of placing hidden cameras in hotel rooms, on cruise ships, and even on airplanes. Today, we're going to talk about what your privacy rights are when you travel and how you can search for hidden cameras when you're on a trip. Joining me now are founder and general manager of Liberty Hill Rentals, Chris Heichel. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Case Western Reserve University School of Law professor Raymond Koo. Thanks so much for being here, Raymond.
No, I'm so happy to be here.
And Intrust IT cybersecurity consultant Dave Hatter. Welcome back, Dave.
As always, thanks for having me on, Amy.
Well, Raymond, let's start with you. What are the specifics of this new policy related to surveillance cameras at Airbnbs?
Well, prior to this new policy, Airbnb did allow some cameras to be in their rooms, in their facilities, but in the common areas. And now the policy is very much an absolute ban.
Okay. And the common areas, what do you mean, like places like living rooms, or what sort of common areas are you talking about?
Yeah, the entryways, living rooms, kitchens, of that sort.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, what prompted this change?
My understanding is that there were hosts who were not disclosing the presence of these devices in these living rooms. Guests would show up, they'd be shocked, which I would personally be shocked by that.
So, yeah. And Chris, have you ever used cameras in the places that you operate?
Not inside of any living unit. That change is completely non-controversial, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I can't see any legitimate reason that a host would need to have a camera inside of a living room. Many hosts do have cameras in entryways. Many hosts have Ring doorbells. They can see who's coming and going to the property. But those would only be directed at areas where you don't necessarily have an expectation of privacy, like a driveway or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And that, what are some of the reasons that you've heard that hosts might have wanted them in these common areas?
The most important thing is making sure that you understand who's coming and going from your property. Hosts are always in a little bit of a give and take with guests to make sure that parties aren't being thrown, for example, which is probably the biggest use. It's a deterrent for the most part.
Okay. Raymond, what kind of privacy rights do travelers have when it comes to short-term rentals?
Well, fortunately, because of the prevalence of video cameras, there's both federal law and state laws that would address video voyeurism when it is not with the consent of the people being recorded. So if you're talking about traveling on airplanes or on cruise ships, the federal law, the video voyeurism law would apply and protect you. And various states have their own statutes, including Ohio, Florida, Texas, Arizona, New York, California, you know, many of the places that people would often go vacation.
Mm. And are the statutes a lot different from state to state?
So some states will not actually have a specific statute dealing with non-consensual video recording. And in those states, you'd hopefully be able to make a claim under a wiretapping law. So it would depend on whether you're in a jurisdiction that has a requirement of all parties to a recording to consent to it, or you would be dependent on a local kind of common law right of privacy with the kind of invasion of your reasonable expectation of privacy.
Dave, as I mentioned, Airbnbs aren't the only place where travelers have raised concerns about privacy in these cameras. Tell us about some of the, I know you're always really good at having the horror stories in your back pocket when it comes to technology. So tell us where else these have been a concern.
You know, I'm a tinfoil hat guy, Lucy. So if you just go to Amazon right now, you can do a quick search and find examples of cameras that are extremely small, like the size of a grain of rice or something like that. And, you know, when you look at things like being connected to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or technologies that would allow you to either stream something or just pick up the data off the device later, you know, it's not like the old days where you might have to stick in like an SD card or something and it would be fairly large. I mean, these things are extremely tiny. So it's really easy to hide them anywhere. I mean, any site, you know, people hide them in things like teddy bears and put them by a bed. They hide them in mirrors. They hide them in lamps. There are lamps and clocks and things like that that are built on Amazon that already have a camera built into them. So clothes hooks. I always thought that was really interesting. You can go on Amazon and buy what appears to be a clothes hook hanging on the wall that has a camera in it. Now, I would argue, what could a possible legitimate use of that be, you know? But sadly, you know, the miniaturization of this technology and the advancements in the technology to get video off of it makes it really easy to put a camera virtually anywhere. And I think that's why we see these kinds of issues keep cropping up. And, you know, from my perspective, I'm glad to see Airbnb move against this.
Yeah. And so these teeny tiny little cameras, are those the kinds of things that people say, hey, there was one of these hidden in my hotel room or on a cruise ship or an airplane, all these different places?
Yeah. And I mean, if you know about this, like you see these miniaturized cameras, again, if you go search, there are companies that make devices to allow you to find them. You can use your smartphone to find them. Again, there have been a lot of complaints. People find these things sometimes inadvertently because, like, they turn on the flashlight on their phone and there's a weird glinting object in a place that doesn't make sense. And you ultimately realize, hey, there's a camera hidden in this thing. And it conveniently is pointed at the toilet or the bed or something like that. Because, you know, again, I think most of the time when you hear these stories come up, it's usually some nefarious purpose where somebody's got some sort of, you know, voyeuristic type of angle they've taken with this. And yeah, I mean, it's really disturbing in my mind. I don't think anyone would want to suddenly realize, like, hey, you know, I've been here for a week and I've been under surveillance the whole time.
Yeah. We're talking about the privacy rights of travelers and how to look for hidden cameras in hotel rooms, cruise ships, and other places. Do you have questions about your rights? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Raymond, do the rights of travelers differ when it comes to, you know, where you're staying? You mentioned that there are federal laws that would cover cruise ships and things like that, but does it matter whether you're in a hotel or an Airbnb? What are the legal implications of where you're staying?
Well, fortunately, other than, you know, federal law would only apply in territories, specifically when the federal government's jurisdiction, where you're being recorded under these video voyeurism laws are actually quite broad. The greater concern is not where, but what's being recorded. The origins of these actually began with, I don't know if you all remember, the upskirting and downblousing scandals of the turn of the millennium. And so these, most of the statutes are focused on what's being recorded and not as focused on whether or not you have a reasonable expectation of privacy as to where you are, for example, like a bedroom or a bathroom. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a concern that, you know, your body parts or your, even in your underwear, that you're being recorded in those circumstances without your consent.
Chris, is this the kind of thing you get questions about from customers? You know, is this something that people are kind of becoming more aware of, that there are some operators that have these cameras places and some that don't?
We get questions to both ends of it. So we do get questions from people who've read the news reports and want to make sure that if we have surveillance devices, they're in a reasonable place. On the other side of things, especially with many of our units being in over the Rhine, we actually get questions from guests who want there to be security cameras outside the property for their safety. So we get it on both sides. Mm.
But I can't imagine you have folks saying, hey, I hope you have a camera in the bedroom.
No, never. And gotcha. Like I said earlier, I just can't imagine a legitimate reason why any host would ever do that. I don't think one exists.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I wonder when they're, you know, I know this policy is going to change as of April 30th, but up until then and in years prior, was there ever a point where a host would say, hey, I've got one in the living room because I don't want people to steal my stuff? I mean, is that ever a concern for hosts?
I have heard of that for people who do the home sharing. So there's two separate types of short-term rentals you can rent. One is an entire place. One is like a room in somebody else's home where you're living or staying with them. I've heard of people doing that in the second type. Again, I don't personally think it's very reasonable, but I think this is a good move on Airbnb's part. It really never makes sense to have a camera inside of the home, even if you're disclosing it. Why would you? It just seems odd.
Yeah, there are a lot of creep factor things going on there. Dave, how often are surveillance cameras being used these days? Are we under surveillance generally a lot more than we think? And you're laughing. I know you're just arranging your tinfoil hat even.
Yeah, I got to move the tinfoil hat over so I can speak correctly. Yeah, I think we are increasingly under surveillance because, you know, so many so-called smart devices have microphones and cameras, your smart TV, your car. You know, I'd encourage people to check out the Mozilla Privacy Not Included report on modern cars. It's quite shocking when you realize what they're collecting. And again, thanks to the miniaturization of these devices and the fact that they're incredibly inexpensive, you know, it's really easy to put up cameras pretty much anywhere and everywhere. I think everyone's seen the stories about things like Ring doorbells and the police wanting footage from a certain area to try to track down criminals. You've got CCTV cameras that have been out there for a long time for business use and government use. So, yeah, and I think, you know, as the technology improves and the devices continue to go down in cost and get smaller and easier to implement, I just don't see any way that you aren't going to be under increasing surveillance.
But that's primarily outside or not inside places, unless I guess it's your own device surveilling.
Yeah, I'm occasionally surprised by stories I'll see. Like, you know, there have been well-known stories where ADT workers, for example, have spied on people when they've implemented security systems in their house because perhaps there's an inside-facing camera for some sort of security purpose or whatever, you know? Now, again, tinfoil hat guy. I'm sure you can guess I have zero of those devices and I'm not going to have any anytime soon. But, you know, it you can make a case, I think, in some, you know, instances why you might want something like that, but it never makes sense to me. I mean, I agree with Chris. I just can't see any legitimate use in most cases why someone would want that type of surveillance inside a property, either, you know, to surveil other people or themselves, because, you know, you tend to forget the thing is on and, you know, you might walk around in your underwear or whatever and not even realize that there's a leak or something. You know, there have been examples of Roombas where they're, you know, taking of photos of people on the toilet and that sort of thing. And then somehow that ends up on the internet. So yeah, if you have a Roomba, you should just go ahead and smash that when you get home today from work. Yeah, just.
What about surveilling your cats? Like, what if you want to know what your cats are doing while you're
you know,
at work?
There are a lot. Well, the whole baby monitor webcam type thing. I mean, I understand why people think these things can be beneficial, but when you look at the downside, at least in my opinion, whether it's the thing gets hacked or the thing gets, you know, the data is leaked somehow or whatever, to me, it just doesn't make sense at this point. The security for these things is way too immature. And most of these so-called smart devices are really kind of privacy and security dumpster fires, Lucy. You know, they focus more on market share and speed to market than they do on security and privacy.
Okay, well, we'll continue this conversation in just a moment. And later in the program, we'll hear from the Taft Museum of Art's new Duncanson Artist in Residence. He uses food to tackle such issues as capitalism, gentrification, and racism. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about the privacy rights of travelers and how to find hidden surveillance cameras when you're on a trip. My guests are founder and general manager of Liberty Hill Rentals, Chris Heichel, Case Western Reserve University School of Law professor Raymond Koo, and Intrust IT cybersecurity consultant Dave Hatter. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. So Raymond, what, if any, where are there gray areas in this policy? We were talking during the break and Chris brought up, well, hey, what about cameras pointed at a pool? There are some Airbnb operators who say, oh, that's for liability reasons. Are there gray areas with these surveillance cameras?
Well, one important kind of omission here will be there are many states that actually don't have specific rules on non-consensual video recording. So if you're in a public space, if you are outdoors or on the streets, or arguably in a pool at a hotel, you actually don't have either a reasonable expectation of privacy or a legal mechanism to protect yourself unless you are in a jurisdiction that has one of these video voyeurism laws.
Gosh, so I guess a hotel isn't required to tell you in a lot of places, hey, by the way, we have surveillance cameras at the pool?
Well, hotels are required to actually post, and actually, even if you're at home, you're supposed to be posting a notice that the people who are coming onto your property are being recorded. And even, for example, when parents hire, you know, babysitters or nannies, they're supposed to disclose the existence of cameras if they do want to use those cameras to kind of surveil what's happening with their childcare. Now, there are a couple of exceptions where you are allowed to kind of do that surreptitiously if you believe that something might be going wrong or that the childcare provider might be engaging in some kind of illegal activity.
Sure. And when you say parents are supposed to do that, or is that under federal law, or though is that based on state law? What is the kind of legal?
It's based on state law, both in terms of statutes as well as the traditional common law. So in the default position in the United States is under the common law, you'd be able to bring an action for what's described as the public disclosure of private facts. Right? So nudity, sex acts, going to the bathroom are all considered kind of information that a reasonable person would find highly offensive if it was disclosed. And so you have legal protection for that as long as you're in a place where you have a reasonable expectation of privacy. And again, in a hotel, being outdoors at a pool wouldn't be an example of that, whereas being in the hotel room itself or the bathroom would certainly give you that expectation.
I see. Raymond, before the break, both Chris and Dave said, hey, that, you know, they don't really see a reason, a good reason for people to want these cameras inside their homes, for Airbnb owners or operators to want these cameras inside. What do you think? Is there ever kind of a reasonable reason for having these kinds of surveillance cameras in a common area, in a hotel room? I mean, is there ever a good reason under the law to want to have these things in there?
Well, you know, part of it is, you know, we kind of default in our society to a good reason is whatever the decision maker feels like, right? So if I'm a homeowner and I'm especially concerned about who might be coming over, or I have cameras if I'm concerned about an eventual break-in, we leave that to the property owner to decide. But I do think that because of the ubiquity of the cameras, and I'd also add the fact that these are mostly devices that are networked to other devices and to, you know, to companies that provide services offsite, that it's a much greater concern for everyone, including guests that might be visiting, let alone the homeowners themselves who may find a camera inadvertently turned on when they thought it wouldn't be available to anyone other than themselves.
Hmm. Dave, how can people look for hidden cameras? You mentioned you can get online and find these little bitty, scary hidden cameras that don't cost much. Are there solutions out there too?
Yeah, the good news is there's a bunch of ways to find them. The bad news is, depending on how the camera works, it can be, and the size of the camera, it can be really tricky to find. You know, as Raymond mentioned, a lot of these things are networked. They use Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or some other technology to connect to something else. You can download apps like Fing, which is a free app. I would also encourage people, don't just download the first thing you find. It might be spyware. But you can download an app like that to help you search for cameras. A lot of these cameras have like infrared sensors so they can see in the dark. You can even go more sort of old school with a cell. Most modern phones will have like an infrared filter on the back-facing camera, but on the front-facing camera so it can see your face for facial recognition and so forth. You can use it and kind of sweep the room and see, like, are you picking up weird pulses from the camera? There's a lot of, I know we'll run out of time. There's a lot of good online guides that will help you either A, find devices that are specifically designed to do this kind of thing. If you go to Amazon and say detect surveillance cameras, you'll find plenty of devices. But again, there's a lot of old school things. Turn on the flashlight on your phone and look around. Look for oddly placed things. Is there a clothes hook right, like conveniently positioned by a bed or a toilet or something that doesn't make sense? You know, anytime you see something that looks out of place, you know, use a flashlight, look for the glint, use a cell phone. Again, get one of these apps. There are a lot of good guides online, like Norton has one, Kaspersky has one, that'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to try to find these things if it's something you're concerned about.
But it sounds like some of these apps, some of this tech is kind of hit or miss. I mean, if somebody's really, really focused on getting one of these teeny tiny cameras someplace, they can be hard to find, can't they?
Yeah, if it doesn't have the infrared capability, although that's going to reduce its utility to a certain extent, and it doesn't use Bluetooth or Wi-Fi to connect, I mean, you can get something so small that could be hidden virtually anywhere. You know, you can go online right now and buy what appears to be like a smoke detector that's got a camera in it. You know, if it's not connected to anything else and it doesn't have the kind of infrared surveillance capabilities, it may be really, really hard to find because it'll be so small, you might not even see the glint off the lens of a flashlight or something like that. Sometimes they're hidden in mirrors. So, yeah, if someone knows what they're doing and they really have a strong desire to try to surveil you, they can be extremely tricky to track down.
Chris, you know, you're not only an owner and operator for this group of Airbnbs, but you're also a traveler. So if you were to find one of these things, what would you do? Kind of what do you recommend to friends? I know you don't have these in your units, but what do you recommend to friends? What would you do if you found a camera and you were creeped out by it?
If I found a hidden camera, I'd probably do the same thing you'd do, which is I'd get out of there. I mean, at the end of the day, you can report it to the platform you booked through. Any reasonable platform, whether it's Airbnb or Booking.com, will eliminate that host or at least do a thorough investigation. Other individuals can decide how far they want to take it.
Yeah. What about, Raymond, what about at a hotel? Is it, what would you do if you found one of these hidden cameras? What would you recommend to people? What are your rights? Is this something where people should alert the hotel and then call the police?
Absolutely alert the hotel. Before you do anything, I would definitely take pictures of what you found, record it, you know, always make sure you have, kind of evidence to support your claim. But if they wanted to, in addition to talking to hotel management, they could consider calling local law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Raymond, is this something that you think about when you travel? I mean, is this something, do you do your homework and kind of figure out what a state's laws are, what federal law will cover before you go on a trip?
I teach data privacy in general, and I'm of the firm conclusion that we really have very, very little privacy. And there was a CEO, Scott McNally, who once said that and said, just get over it. So I didn't quite get over and assume I don't have any privacy, but I don't worry too much about it.
So, Raymond, what do you recommend people do to protect themselves and find out their rights before they travel if they have a different perspective?
Make sure you go to reputable establishments, right? I mean, the fact that Airbnb and other platforms, as well as, hotels, take these concerns very seriously, right? Obviously, they're customers that I would stick with those. It is apparently when, people have done research on this, the greater concerns are kind of outside of the name brand hotels and kind of the more reputable services that people rely on.
What is your approach, Chris, when you travel? Do you think about this a lot in advance? Do you have a little gizmo to look for cameras? What's your approach?
I can't say I've ever taken a gizmo. I just look for places that are well reviewed, have a lot of reviews, and a high score.
Yeah. How about you, Dave?
the old tinfoil hat guy. I don't have the gizmos because, there's enough free utilities and just sort of old school ways to approach these things. But yeah, I agree with everything they said. Stick to more reputable places. They have a vested interest in not having their reputation sullied by this kind of thing. And then, again, with a flashlight and a cell phone and apps you can get for nothing online, you can probably have an 80 to 95% confidence level of finding these sort of things, plus just visual inspection and knowing that, hey, there's something that looks odd in this room. Why is this object placed in this line of sight? It's probably going to help you find all but the most determined people who, are trying to surveil you. So, mm-hmm. But yes, I do check for that sort of thing, and I would not stay in a place where I knew their policies allowed me to be surveilled that way.
And how do you do kind of some homework on places' policies before you book?
Yeah, I was glad to hear about this Airbnb thing. As Raymond mentioned, most hotels, aren't going to do this sort of thing. I think VRBO has already blocked all of this sort of activity. So I think to a large extent, if you stick to the more reputable places, you're probably going to be okay. And then again, if you need the extra tinfoil hat assurance, go to one of these guides like Norton's Guide for This or Kaspersky. There's a lot of great, simple to implement tips that's probably, again, going to get you to 80 or 95% confidence level that you don't have these kind of hidden cameras.
And when you say you do check for these things, I don't want you to give away any of your secrets, but you check into a hotel room with your family, like what's your process? What are you looking for?
Well, the first thing, again, I'm just going to kind of do a visual sweep of the place. Well, I'm not going to stay at like Fred's Roadside Diner, and motel.
Okay.
And then secondarily, I'm just going to kind of walk around and look. Is there anything that seemed to be out of place? And then the infrared camera sweep with the cell phone, flashlight, turn the lights out, use a flashlight, see are there weird glints coming off something that doesn't make sense. Again, app like Fing will go a long way towards helping you try to find these sort of things. So in about 5 to 10 minutes max, you can do a pretty quick sweep and feel pretty good that there's probably nothing hidden in there.
And everybody in your family knows, just hold on, Dad.
Yeah, they just go do something else while old Doomsday Dave is doing his sweep, you know? Okay. Get out the tinfoil hat, the Faraday cage underwear, I'm ready to go.
Well, this has been great. I've been talking with founder and general manager of Liberty Hill Rentals, Chris Heichel, Case Western Reserve University School of Law professor Raymond Koo, and Intrust IT cybersecurity consultant Dave Hatter. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thanks, Lucy.
Hey, thank you.
Up next, we'll hear from the Taft Museum of Art's 2024 Duncanson Artist in Residence, who uses food to tackle such issues as capitalism, gentrification, and racism. This is Cincinnati Edition.